catapulted over the neck of the collapsing animal. He tumbled onto the ground, struggled to his feet, and faced his erstwhile prey. Instead of charging, the buffalo simply stared at this strange, outlandish creature and stalked off. Horseless and alone in Indian country, except for his panting dogs, George Custer began the long and uncertain walk back to his regiment. Like many Americans, I first learned about George Custer and the Battle of the Little Bighorn not in school but at the movies. For me, a child of the Vietnam War era, Custer was the deranged maniac of Little Big Man. For those of my parents' generation who grew up during World War II, Custer was the noble hero played by Errol Flynn in They Died With Their Boots On. In both instances, Custer was more of a cultural lightning rod than a historical figure, an icon instead of a man. Custer's transformation into an American myth had much to do with the timing of the disaster. When word of his defeat first reached the American public on July 7, 1876, the nation was in the midst of celebrating the centennial of its glorious birth. For a nation drunk on its own potency and power, the news came as a frightening shock, much like the sinking of the unsinkable Titanic 36 years